At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN's Daily Morning Bets.
And the big games for this Wednesday card, it's in the NBA, of course, even though one game is maybe a little bit less palatable than the Western Conference play-in tournament games West. We'll start with the big one, though. Battle to see who gets the 7 seed and faces the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference as the Philadelphia 76ers here West getting a lot of market support against the Miami Heat. And it's not a surprise. Out to 5-point favorites. Total is down a point from 208.5 to 7.5. And the question becomes, at what point does that tax on Philadelphia become too much to pay here in the market for a team that has been so hot?
Yeah, you are laying at the top of the market here. I do think Philadelphia is going to win the game, and why not? 10-1 ATS over their last 11. When Embiid has been on the floor since his return, 6-0 straight up in ATS. So, look, Philadelphia is the danger team. The fact that they're like the third choice to win the Eastern Conference and they're the 7 seed, like they're not even in the playoffs. Meanwhile, Miami, I think, is like the fifth choice, and they're not even in the main draw yet either. Amazing. So, yeah, I think Miami, that's a little bit on reputation. I think Philadelphia, it's on a little bit more reality. Since Embiid has come back, I know that the schedule hasn't, as you know, been a murderer's row down the stretch for Philadelphia, but you know, he's been back and they've been a totally different team. De'Anthony Melton is going to be questionable here, and he's a guy that's a 3-and-D guy that could really help him. But Tyrese Maxey has dominated Miami in the regular season series, 27 points, about 6.5 rebounds, 8 assists a game. He and Embiid, I believe, in the last meeting down in Miami, scored 68 between them on 26 of 40 shooting. So Spo is probably going to have to go to the zone out of necessity, which more often than not is effective. We'll see if it is here. But yeah, Miami, I think, you know, people are a little bit scared necessarily to lay it against them because of the reputation and because of what they did last year, obviously making to the NBA Finals as the 8 seed out of the Eastern Conference. But I think Philadelphia wins here. Money line of less than $2, might not be the worst bet necessarily in the world.
Look, if you also wanted to attack it on the player prop side, talking about Tyrese Maxey, I mean, 37 points, 11 boards, 9 assists the last time the two met. Granted that these numbers, you always have to consider the total in games like this, where totals have been bitten bashed to the under. So I would say in general, probably stay away from betting player props over unless you find a really good angle. But the matchup has looked very, very beneficial for a Maxey. He's at 33.5 points, rebounds, assists combo for a guy who could potentially cover that on his own just with the points.
Yeah. Because look, I wonder what, Miami, of course, Terry Rozier, not going to be in the lineup for the Heat as well. So I think Philadelphia gets by Miami here.
As for game number two of the Eastern Conference play-in tournament card, that's game one is the early game, the 7-8 matchup between the Philadelphia 76ers at home against the Miami Heat. How about the 9-10, the matchup everybody's going to be tuning in for, Wes? Chicago Bulls, Atlanta Hawks. This is not exactly Dominique versus MJ.
How about this? Late start on the East Coast for these teams. 9:30, even though it'll be played in Central Time in Chicago. But look, I feel like this game, and I joked earlier, that this should be like in Dayton. This feels like one of the Dayton 11 seeds, basically, against the 11 seed in the NCAA tournament. Atlanta coming in 0-6, last 6 regular season contests, 1-7 against the number last 8. Keep in mind, they already knew what their seed was going to be. So they slightly threw in the towel, I will say. Maybe didn't play all their guys extended minutes. Chicago's been a little bit better lately, but I lean to the Hawks here, actually. And look, that's not inspiring to take a team that just got beat by 40 in the season finale at Indiana. But the Pacers were trying to obviously clinch that sixth seed so that they didn't have to drop into this play-in tournament scenario, 7 through 10 seeds. Atlanta, look, if you're Trae Young, you don't want him shooting threes. You want him getting to the basket, because they now are starting a more three-point friendly lineup with DeJounte Murray, and they put Bogdanovich in. So they've been shooting a lot more threes and been shooting it pretty well. Chicago allows a lot from the three because they try to prevent at the rim, you know, and help Vucevic out a little bit down there. Lean Atlanta plus +3 in this one. This, by the way, the only one of these four play-in games, which are now, I think, 12-2 all time to the under. This is the only one that's moved to the over so far, and it's moved a couple points already.
That was one question I have for US in this game, where could this, because it's not necessarily a traditional playoff type setting where you might get a little bit more freewheeling type of game flow from an Atlanta team that chucks threes at one of the highest rates in the NBA. The Bulls, who allow threes just in general, not as far as efficiency, that's a whole different story, but they allow opponents to shoot a ton of threes as well. Could this be more of an open game than we're maybe accustomed to seeing compared to playoffs?
It very well could be. Neither of these two teams really great defensively.
Or so I've been told.
Yes.
Bulls and Hawks, get ready. 9:30 Easter there to wrap up the play-in tournament. That's the first of the two rounds here of the play-in tournament after last night. Once again, you talk about the 12-2 under trend. I had the two unders each cash in Lakers, Pelicans, and the Warriors and the Kings. Those are our big NBA games that we're focusing on here for the Wednesday card. There's also a lot of baseball as well, Wes. It is getaway day for a bunch of teams. How about this, this Diamondbacks-Cubs series? Both games go to extra innings to kick off the series, and now you get the getaway game going on as a pretty much a pick 'em here price. The D-backs in the -115 range, Wes. And, man, a lot of pitchers have been used so far. After the D-backs came back, they won 12-11 in 10 innings, got a homer from Ketel Marte to force extras in the bottom of the ninth, and then walked off the Cubbies.
Yeah, it is Jordan Wicks and Brandon Fought. Is it Fought
it is
or Fat?
Fought.
It is Fought, okay.
Even though he does have a P, it would be
yes.
not Fat, P-H-A-T.
Yes, which would have been cooler.
Which would have been really.
But Jordan Wicks going on the mound. Wicks has been pretty solid this season. So, you know, would maybe look, because they're going to need him to go a little bit longer, because like you mentioned with the bullpen. So might look at recorded outs or strikeouts with Jordan Wicks, but I'm curious how you're going to play this one.
This is a best bet for me. I played this Diamondbacks -115. We are seeing some market movement toward the D-backs up to -125 in some shops as well, but this is a great hitting matchup for the D-backs against Wicks, who's a lefty, has really struggled with command so far. He's walked 8 so far in 12 2/3 innings across 3 starts. D-backs are A, very patient, and B, very right-handed heavy. That's not a good combo against a lefty struggling with his command. The Diamondbacks so far hitting .302 against lefties. That leads Major League Baseball. They're 9th in WRC plus against left-handers, and they're 5th in all of Major League Baseball versus lefties and righties in walk rate as well. Take a lot of pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Wicks is a guy who really eliminated a lot of his other secondary pitches. He stopped throwing his cutter from last year, which he threw about 10% of the time. His four-seam fastball rate has gone way up from just over a quarter to near 50%, and it's really not all that special of a fastball. It's a mid to low 90s, topping out at like 93 fastball. It doesn't miss a ton of bats, and he struggled with command as well. I also like Brandon Fott in a bounce-back position here, where he's got a ton of positive regression in his underlying metric, 648 ERA West, but an expected fielding independent pitching of .363. And he is the number one pitcher in Major League Baseball in walk rate so far. He throws a ton of strikes. He's just gotten unfortunate with some batted ball luck.
I'll go with one really quickly here, a total. I'll go under 8 Angels and Rays.
Nice.
That is an early evening start. Look, Zach Littell, been pretty solid so far this year. Throws that slider. Detmers has actually gotten off to a really good start for the
great
Angels. You know, he kind of struggled a little bit, was very up and down. Strikeout rate has been north of 40%. So look, I think low scoring here, and the Rays, you know, the bats haven't really been going yet for Tampa. They're not getting off to the hot start. Clearly, they got off to last year. Now you can worry a little bit about the bullpens, but I think the Rays bullpen is actually better than it certainly was last year, as is the Angels. So you can maybe split half and half, going under 8 on the full game total, and then when you look at the first five here. 4.5 with some juice, about minus $1.20. So sometimes I'll do that on a total where I'll split half and half first five and full game.
You would think the Rays bullpen struggles will certainly correct themselves from where they've started. I mean, this is a team that certainly does not project to be a bottom five bullpen based on the early numbers, but that's often where small sample size can skew things a little bit. And that has certainly been the case with Tampa Bay so far. That does it for our edition of VSiN Morning Daily Bet.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.